This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Rising Cloud, which I hadn't heard of before, but they're doing something vaguely interesting here. They are using AI, which is usually where my eyes glaze over and I lose attention, but they're using it to help developers be more efficient by reducing repetitive tasks. So the idea being that you can run stateless things without having to worry about scaling, placement, et cetera, and the rest. They claim significant cost savings, and they're able to wind up taking what you're running as it is in AWS with no changes and run it inside of their data centers that span multiple regions. I'm somewhat skeptical, but their customers seem to really like them. So that's one of those areas where I really have a hard time being too snarky about it, because when you solve a customer's problem and they get out there in public and say, we're solving a problem, it's very hard to snark about that. Multis Medical, Constructs.ai, and Stax have seen significant results by using them, and it's worth exploring. So if you're looking for a smarter, faster, cheaper alternative to EC2, Lambda, or Batch, consider checking them out. Visit risingcloud.com/benefits. That's risingcloud.com/benefits. And be sure to tell them that I sent you, because watching people wince when you mention my name is one of the guilty pleasures of listening to this podcast. Good morning and welcome to Last Week in AWS on the AWS Morning Brief. Let's figure out what AWS got up to last week. Amazon EC2 on-demand capacity reservations now support cluster placement groups. Big news for folks saturating bandwidth between instances, incredibly complicated news for the rest of us. Amazon EKS now supports Internet Protocol version 6, or IPv6 as the children call it. Yes, Kubernetes and IPv6, two great tastes that people will absolutely not stop talking about on Twitter whenever the subject arises. Introducing auto-scaling in AWS Glue Jobs, in preview. Serverless and now supports auto-scaling strike me as being two contradictory concepts, but maybe one of those things has changed in 2022. Announcing personal identifiable information, or PII, detection and remediation in AWS Glue, in preview. You can now get alerted as to the name of the horse that was turned into AWS Glue. AWS Lambda now supports ES modules and top-level await for Node.js 14. This has the potential to make Lambdas smaller, but you should really just be packaging them up as Docker containers these days anyway. Wait, listen to me. It's imperative you listen to this. Do not email me about what I just said. Instance tags now available on the Amazon EC2 Instance Metadata Service. The metadata service has existed for a long time, but I've wanted to get the value of instance tags inside of an instance for many years now. Finally, it's easy now, long after I could have really used it. How to build a fintech app on AWS using the Plaid API. In a previous life, before Plaid, I worked on something that stored banking credentials in a database. I would give almost anything to never do that again. So this is worth paying attention to. Building a cloud-native file transfer platform using AWS Transfer Family Workflows. All right, they launched workflows for the AWS Transfer Family. This is great for folks who need to take in things via FTP and then do things with them. Banking sector, I am very much speaking to you. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io. And tell them I sent you, just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Validating addresses with AWS Lambda and the Amazon Location Service.
See, this is what I'm talking about when I say that AWS doesn't offer anything up the stack that customers are asking for. There's a whole build-it-yourself here process in this blog post. Meanwhile, here in reality, a number of established companies are offering turnkey address validation APIs. Why wouldn't you use one of those instead? Build and visualize a real-time fraud prevention system using Amazon Fraud Detector. It beats the usual fraud detection 10 months after the fact when your controller is living large in Bermuda. Automatically resolve Security Hub findings for resources that no longer exist. Your excitement about this new feature will last only until you track down the link and realize that no, it's just another build-it-yourself from AWS Services solution. And finally, announcing AWS CloudTrail Lake, a managed audit and security lake. A couple weeks ago, I asked what people were using to analyze CloudTrail logs. This came out as if it were AWS's formal answer to that question. I kicked the tires on it and gave it a launch day grade of A-. Give it a bit more transparency into pricing and how much data it's got inside of it, and it'll be pretty close to flawless and ready to be iterated on with new features. And that's what happened last week in AWS. Bit of a slow start to the week, but that's okay. We'll see what happens as the year progresses.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.